Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Anyway, what Paul Ryan is saying is that we are trillions of dollars in debt, and that is due to what he's saying are the misguided policies of, we are to assume, Barack Obama. So let's look at how we went from a 1990s surplus to this enormous publicly held debt. Well, let's see, $1.7 trillion. Of the that comes from the Bush tax cuts. Two foreign wars, you know, that ain't cheap. Medicare D plan, that was new entitlement spending. There was some extra defense spending that was in there, more tax cuts. There was the TARP bank bailout. I mean, that is a lot of debt. I mean, what kind of an irresponsible lunatic would vote for every one of these misguided fiscal time bombs? I'll give you a hint. His name begins with Paul Ryan.
Here's John Stewart explaining how, based on his record, Paul Ryan is not nearly as conservative as you may think he is. The presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's tune in to host Dave Jaconet, who has political analyst Brian Foytek on, and they talk about why they think, or at least the analyst thinks, Mitt Romney's pick of Paul Ryan was great.
What is it about Paul Ryan that appeals to you as someone who follows the political scene?
Yeah, I think Paul Ryan appeals to me for two reasons. One is the policy reasons, that it's nice to see Romney, who I'm a libertarian conservative person, and I think a lot of fiscal conservatives have had concerns about Romney and his commitment to conservative issues. I think by selecting Paul Ryan, that sort of reassures those of us that are fiscally conservative that Romney will toe the line on the budget and deficits and the federal debt. And from a political perspective, I think Ryan has the potential. I think it's likely that Romney will win Wisconsin, something that was probably unlikely prior to choosing him. And I think Romney is going to be attacked. Any Republican candidate is going to be attacked on Medicare and tax cuts for the rich and, you know, spending cuts to, you know, throw grandma off the cliff and all of those things. And it's, I think what Ryan brings is somebody who can articulate a response to that and go on the offensive and present the moral sort of case for a free market and why it's good for people across the spectrum.
Yeah, well, there's already some of that talk going on, of course, and you say it's going to be there for anybody on this ticket anyway, so might as well bring someone who can articulate the issues. And that's one thing that people, at least even the president over the weekend, said, look, he's a serious candidate and a good human being. We just have a fundamental difference. Can those differences, you like the way it lays out in terms of the Republican ticket versus the Democratic ticket, the way it's structured now?
I do, and I think a lot of people, I mean, obviously the country is extremely divided. You could break it down, you know, whether it's 48% people that are going to want to support Obama and 48% that may not. A lot of people are saying, well, then that middle 4% are what's going to decide the election. And I would suggest that rather than, I mean, that will to some extent, but I think more so it's going to be the enthusiasm of the supporters of each side. And I think what Ryan really does is drive up the enthusiasm. He certainly motivates the left, but I think to a greater extent, I don't think there was any excitement or enthusiasm for Romney. He was someone that was acceptable and was not Barack Obama, but now there's a little bit or a lot more enthusiasm to see the direction the ticket is going and where the country may go. So I think that is where it's going to play the biggest.
Why do you think, and you said you were kind of in this camp, why do you think that people are, you know, they think that Romney is... Well, it's not. He wasn't exciting them.
I just don't think he was. I mean, the Republican base that decided the primaries, I don't think was particularly enthusiastic or trusting of Romney and his conservative sort of values. And for me, those are the greatest concern are the economic issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think this sort of gives him more credibility that his first major decision as the presumptive nominee is to demonstrate, you know, some commitment to those, because he has, you know, been accused of taking different positions. Nobody could be sure. He said he's governor of Massachusetts. It's a liberal state. You do the best you can with it. But, you know, nobody could be certain where he was going to fall, and this is the first big sign of where he's likely to be.
Up next, an insider trading allegation against Paul Ryan when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like mom of the year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Hey, John, how come there are no hot dog vendors out here? Is that just like preseason or something?
No, it's because you're in my living room.
Right, that new TV is huge.
Football is a game of inches, so get to the ultimate football experience at Sears and we'll help put some awesome ones on your wall. Save $250 on an LG 50-inch HD TV, just $499.99. This is game-changing. This is Sears. Offer ends 8/18/12. See store or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school.
Fungible items.
But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control. So I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
The talk radio world looks for dirt. So the presidential race has lots of dirt. Here's host Rob Stevens talking about Paul Ryan, a stock sale he was involved in, and accusations of insider trading.
I thought for a few minutes, watching 60 Minutes, Ryan really came across as being a goody two-shoes. And I mean that in a good way, because God knows we need a goody two-shoes right now. We need somebody who is not corrupt and who is not beholden. But, nah, it's not to be. It's not to be, because it turns out, I'm watching the interview, and Ryan is out there, and he's open, and his face is clear, and his body language shows no defensiveness, and all of a sudden he's asked about how many years' worth of tax returns he's gonna display to the public. And all of a sudden, the body language changes. Body language changes, tone of voice changes, his approaching questions head on, which neither one of them did, but Ryan did it more than Romney. It was like he was playing a game of chicken with Schieffer, and he swerved. He says, 2 years, I'll release the same as Mitt. Well, you want to know one of the reasons why he's going to release the 2 years and he's not going to go back any further? All right. 2008. Republican vice presidential pick Paul Ryan, just from Business Insider, sold shares in a number of financial companies, including Citigroup, GE, which has a big financial arm, Wachovia, and J.P. Morgan Chase, on the same day that then-Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, he of Goldman Sachs, he who was as the CEO of Goldman Sachs in 2003, asked that he'd be able to leverage, ratchet it up from 10 to 1 to 30 to 1. But he's the biggest fox who ever got into the hen house. So Hank Paulson and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke held a closed meeting with congressional leaders. On that day in 2008, when Paul Ryan sold shares in Citigroup, GE, Wachovia, and J.P. Morgan Chase. And so I thought maybe I had a goody two-shoes on my hands. I thought I had a straight shooter. I thought I had a guy who, even if I didn't agree with him on a whole bunch of stuff, was a real guy with real convictions. So it turns out that with Ryan, I held this notion for about 10 minutes, and then I saw something suspicious. I said, what is he hiding? And today it comes out. If he goes back to 2008, he shows what kind of money he might have made on the same kind of insider trades that I've gotten all over Nancy Pelosi for. That hack fundraiser who's nothing resembling a statesman or stateswoman. So you got Ryan behaving just like Pelosi.
Host Gene Mueller with ABC's Sam Donaldson about how Paul Ryan changes the whole program.
We know that Paul Ryan likes to deer hunt. We know that he does P90X. We know that he can make his own sausage. We know he doesn't eat sweets. But what we don't know is what he's going to do to this Republican presidential ticket. Sam, we knew that Mitt Romney had to do something to shake up the dynamic. The polls were showing that things weren't going his way numbers-wise. Is this the right move?
Well, we'll see. I mean, what he's done is energize the base. I mean, Rush Limbaugh yesterday was ecstatic. We now have a true conservative on the ticket, he said. Don't take that, Mitt Romney. And I think the base is going to work extra hard, and that's a plus. But the problem is, I mean, Paul Ryan on the surface doesn't bring you anyone else. I mean, his immigration views are the same as Mitt Romney's. His views on women from the standpoint of his budget and all of that. And the Medicare debate is a little problem with the Ryan budget out there that the House has voted on twice, but the Republicans may be able to overcome that. So it's energizing the base, being true conservatives, so you have a real choice in November. Hey, none of this fuzziness in the middle against the traditional wisdom of these things. You try to reach out and bring in more people.
Mitt Romney was already distancing himself from the Ryan spending plan Sunday night during that 60 Minutes interview, but in essence, really, is it the top of the ticket that has to buy into what the VP thinks? It should be the other way around, right?
Absolutely, but I think Paul Ryan is so much loved and respected by the true conservative base that it's going to be hard for Mitt Romney to stake out different positions from the Ryan positions. Now, yes, Romney says he will restore as president the Medicare cuts that at the moment are in the so-called Ryan budget. But, of course, they're also in the Obama budget. So when the Republicans complain that President Obama is cutting $700 billion from Medicare, well, so is Paul Ryan. So all he can say is I'll restore him one way or the other.
There are worries in some Republican circles. Reading Politico yesterday, unnamed Republican sources, nobody wanted to put their name to these worries, but they are worried about this election. They're also worried about how this choice of Ryan is going to play in congressional races around the country, implying that this ticket may not have coattails in some sections, or that some of these candidates running even as Republicans may not want to embrace Paul Ryan's spending beliefs.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, Mitt Romney could have had a safe pick. Rob Portman, a lot of us thought from Ohio, you can't win the presidency in modern times without winning Ohio. They were conservative, Republican senator, no baggage from Ohio, well-liked, but not the kind of energetic fire breather that Paul Ryan turned into after his first few years in the House. Because if you look at the early Paul Ryan, he's a different guy. He voted for all the spending increases, and now, of course, he's the fiscal hawk. But that's all right. We have metamorphosis in life as we grow older.
All right, enough on the presidential race. Let's get to immigration reform, because there's some new material on that this week, and we'll get to it next on The Countdown.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Our fingers are on the pulse, if you will. It's sort of an imaginary term, but you understand. Immigration reform seems to be on the front burner again. Here's host Chip Franklin talking about the president's new program that will let some illegals avoid deportation.
The Obama administration directed young illegal immigrants to fill out new forms and pay $465 if they want to apply under a new program that will let them avoid deportation and obtain a U.S. work permit. Okay. What strikes you there? Let me say it again. Obama administration said illegal immigrants can fill out new forms and pay $465 if they want to apply under a new program that will let them avoid deportation and obtain a U.S. work permit. Where do they get the $465? Somebody has to hire an illegally in order for them to get a work permit from Obama to stay here longer illegally. Yeah, do you see this? What have we been talking about? You know, the E-Verify stuff. What have we been talking about for months now? Years. That illegals working in this country are taking jobs away from, and I'm not talking, I mean, I'm talking about jobs that Americans definitely would do. So where does an illegal Ute get $465? They get it from their parents, who are here illegally, and where do they get it from? They get it from working illegally. So the Obama administration is encouraging, and by the way, so did the Bush administration, they're encouraging illegals to work illegally, so they can get the money to stay here illegally. Obama, obviously, you know, over the last few months, has been, well, not this year, in an election year, but before that, had some Latinos and others saying, you know, he hadn't fulfilled a previous campaign promise to reform the nation's immigration laws. Well, you know, he had both houses of Congress for 2 years. If he wanted to do it, he could have done it then. And the 60 votes deal would not have come into play in the Senate. Nobody would have filibustered on that. Obama could have done it. He didn't do it because he knew that in 2 years he'd have to stand on it and run on it.
Host John Justice talking about the president's new immigration policy, which is supposed to be a 2-year deferral, but will undoubtedly be permanent, whether anybody likes it or not.
By the way, does anybody not believe this isn't going to become permanent? I mean, you get a 2-year deferral, but during that time, you get a Social Security number, apply for a driver's license and a bank account, but suddenly in 2 years, it's over. Immigrants can begin applying today for the new program. Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. All right, let's see here. Hold on. We'll drop the F. Yeah, DACA. We'll call it DACA. Oh, DACA, DACA. They can download paperwork from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services website. The cost is $465. In Arizona, people can call 1-877-632-6678. I did earlier this morning. Somebody answered in Espanol. I said, no habla Espanol. They replied, no habla Inglés. True story, actually. I called about an hour and a half ago. That was, the number was given by Isaias Nuguez. Isaias N., a spokesperson for the Mexican consulate in Tucson. Someone will be on hand to answer questions daily around the clock, he said. The Mexican consulate in Tucson is prepared for the increase of passport applications and, if needed, will open an office this weekend. We'll open the office on weekends. In addition to a Mexican passport, documents to prove identity eligibility under the program can include a birth certificate, school, medical, church records, military records will also be used. We are working with the offices of Mexico to help applicants get the necessary paperwork. Let me stop here. What about other nations? What about other nationalities? Aren't we constantly told, those of us that want to see, or don't want to see amnesty, and want to see enforcement of our immigration laws, you're just racist. You just don't like Mexicans. They're only catering to Mexicans with this.
You can get into it by dialing 800-510-8255. Up next, your calls on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-940-2669. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-940-2669. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. 1-800-940-2669. That's 1-800-940-2669.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America. Land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Continuing now the tradition that has been on the air for about 20 years, Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekday edition, as we go back into this discussion about who's running for president, how much of Paul Ryan's record in Congress ought to be discussed. Is he a cheat, a crook, a liar? Is he stealing money from babies? You know, all that good stuff. 800-510-8255. Carl in Montana. Happy to see Democrats like Harry Reid and Joe Biden standing up to the Republicans and fighting back.
I've been watching these Republicans do hard-fisted bare-knuckle politics toward the Democrats since the English Revolution. And it seems like the Democrats got their spine got soft. But now, seeing Harry Reid stand up and watching Joe Biden and everything, I love the bare-knuckle politics that the Democrats are throwing back at the Republicans. They can't take it when the truth is hitting them hard. And I'm glad that Romney picked Ryan, because Mr. Ryan just enunciates the fact that that they want to turn all our money over to rich people any way they can. If it's not in war profiteering, it'll be them not paying taxes or anything. I love it because the Democrats are telling the truth. When the Republicans talk, they're taking sound bites all the time and making the whole conversation look skewed. You know, to look skewed. Now, there's a lot of money being wasted by the Koch brothers and people like the Adelson and of their ilk. You know, and I think Americans are finally getting it.
Excuse me, 800-510-8255. So, what are the real issues here? Understanding that people are going back and forth, you hear the same charges from Republicans toward Democrats as you hear Democrats charging Republicans with all of this stuff. Undoing Obamacare, undoing Medicare, the Medicare cuts. Is that going to work? Does it backfire? Healthcare, is all of this stuff part of the discussion and debate? Where's the discussion about waste, fraud, corruption, abuse? Where's the discussion of jobs and the performance of the past 4 years of the people in there. Here's Beverly in Illinois. He doesn't have any use for Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney is running around. Running around laughing and giggling with Donald Trump, who's questioning our first black president, about the birthers. Has he denounced that? He's got Reese Priest out there saying the president stole. Now the president is a thief. Newt Gingrich is saying the president is a first welfare president. That's relating to blacks because they figure all blacks is on welfare. Where's the outrage to this? No, this president's been taking abuse for 3 years. And I have not heard Mitt Romney or any of these Republicans that act like they so concerned about the black people. They're not concerned about the black people. Mitt Romney don't have anything to do. He's going to tell the president to go back to Chicago. What is he insinuating?
800-510-8255. The sad thing about this is that we have pit blacks against whites, people who have money against people who don't. And that's been created by those people who are in there now, not by the people who are on the outside. That's my view of it. What's yours? 800-510-8255. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney finding a running mate that, according to some, is wealthier than most. See, we're back to this, the wealthy stuff. Associated Press carrying a story about Paul Ryan having a net worth of about $4 million. There are plenty of Americans who have that, and that isn't rich. And why is that important? The guy's actually had some fairly successful moments, and so has his wife, at understanding a dollar. Good God, why is that a problem? You know, I'd be interested to hear that from more of you, at least a comment. 800-510-8255. We're going to listen to Jack in Texas now. He doesn't like either of these two guys.
They're just polarizing the issues. They're not really taking any American ideas and their lies into granted. They've just been spewing the same old lies and rhetoric that they've been spewing at each other for years, trying to tell people, oh, you have to vote one way or the other. Well, let me tell you something. All of these politicians are lying. Telling you have to be a Republican or a Democrat. I want to hear about the Federal Reserve. That's the one thing neither of them are talking about. How powerful the Federal Reserve Bank is, and how they have been inflating our currency since 1913, since they're created, how they're a private institution run by private bankers who are constantly indebting citizens. They caused the Great Depression. They've caused all these recessions, and they're all just a bunch of criminals and thieves.
800-510-8255. There isn't anybody who has yet, that I've heard anyway, talk about consumer prices and how they're going up very quietly, and how the administration is trying to mute discussions. And I'm surprised that the Republicans haven't jumped onto this, because there is inflation. And those people who don't like the Fed, the gentleman who just called about the Fed being responsible for inflation, you think that's true? What do you know about that? What do you know other than sound bites that you hear from some of the talk hosts? 800-510-8255. To Indiana we go, and Patrick with thoughts.
While I do agree that the chains comment was rather egregious, one of the things I think that he said that is very important to consider is when he said that we were going to unbolt our factories and send them to Singapore. Why is it that he said Singapore and not China? I think that's something we have to think about, and one of the reasons is because of, you know, Biden's feeling that we are beholden to the Chinese for our future. And what I think is important is that they treat the Democrats treat the electorate more or less like children, as if we wouldn't have been able to pick this up. That, you know, okay, we can use the Singaporeans or the Taiwanese as, you know, punching dummies, but we can't say anything to offend the Chinese.
800-510-8255. For the third straight election, the presidential campaigns agreeing to suspend all of their advertising on September 11th. The campaigns of both parties confirmed that they would honor a request for an ad moratorium made by a civic group that promotes September 11th as a national day of service. Why would they have to be asked? That would be my question. Why don't they just say, we're not going to campaign on September 11th, period, end of story. Larry in California thinks Mitt Romney deserves every attack anybody throws at him.
Romney took $77,000 for a horse on his tax break. I mean, this guy is a cheater, and he's always been a cheater. So hit him low. Hit him hard. I don't care. I mean, I think it's fine.
All right, 800-510-8255. A judge in Pennsylvania has ruled that a Republican-backed voter ID law could be implemented in November, despite the objections from opponents who say that it disenfranchises thousands of low-income and minority voters. Why can't you just prove with a driver's license who you are?
Why wouldn't you ask?
Or why wouldn't that be a part of the system? This judge issued a 70-page opinion, said he was unmoved by arguments that the law, which requires voters to show certain types of government-issued IDs, would pose an unreasonable burden on voters. How could that? 800-510-8255. Here's Neil in Oklahoma.
In regard to President Obama, he has been the recipient of the greatest barrage of hatred, animosity, slurs, racial invectives. This is unprecedented in regard to an attack on a president. And for the right wing to sit up here and that garbage, the Washington Times, which is nothing but a right wing rag, for these right wingers to actually start criticizing what the Obama administration is doing, these right wingers have absolutely no integrity whatsoever. They will stoop to, they have absolutely no load that they will not stoop to in order to try to destroy this president. And I'm just glad that the Democrats and Joe Biden are finally fighting these guys back. Really, they can't take anyone that, like cowards, they cannot take anyone that fights back. And thank God Joe Biden and the Democrats and President Obama are finally fighting these guys back.
All right, you hear the deep division, the anger, the hatred in callers in this country. It's a pretty sad reality, and all because somebody wants to outdo somebody else for a job in politics. Here's Jeff in Bedford, Virginia, next on the countdown. Go ahead, sir, you're live.
Yes, sir. I think scrutiny ought to be paid attention to these nonprofits. A lot of these groups, even hospitals, are supposed to be nonprofit according to federal law. And that doesn't mean buying up every building in the town and the chief executive making $80 or $90 million a year just to say that they didn't make a profit. It's getting outrageous. They're going to have to put these nonprofits under some heavy scrutiny. And I believe you'd get a little bit of your tax base back if you did this.
All right. Glad to hear from you, sir. Thanks for taking the time to call us at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like mom of the year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Some nights I can't get to sleep.
Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-260-5460. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-260-5460. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
800-510-8255. You're listening to the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're discussing the various aspects of the presidential race, bringing you back to, are we going to bring you, be able to bring this country back together is the question a lot of people have. We heard Bush tell everybody he was the uniter and he wasn't. And Obama said he was going to bring the country back together, heal the wounds, and he hasn't. So what's the next choice here? What do you believe is really going on in our country? Is this all about power and control and hypocrisy? Tom in Florida thinks the Democrats ought to stop with all the attacks.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I think the press could really help the American voter decide the direction of this nation by telling both candidates to cut the BS. Put your plan for the future on paper and allow the American people to examine it. The Democrats think that criticism of the Republican plan is a plan. It's not a plan. What is their plan? Every time a press reporter asks them what your plan is, they get stuck. They raise their voice and say, oh, I did this and I did that. We need to know what the Democratic plan is for Medicare and reducing the national budget.
800-510-8255. This is about Mitt Romney, about Barack Obama, or is it about you and the way that you're being manipulated by all these millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that will be spent by the super PACs attacking on one side Mr. Obama and then attacking Mr. Romney on the other side, and then what the press is doing or isn't doing. The tax return issue, what's the real issue? Have you heard a discussion of the real issues from your perspective? What do you think the number one issue is, and which of these people is actually making reference to it? Who's acting? I mean, is this just a big play? Is that all this is? Amanda in Arkansas thinks the Republicans might not like it, but Joe Biden tells the truth.
I just wanted to say, oh, Biden, he told the truth, because if it was left up to the Republicans, we'll be getting paid $2 an hour. Now, they take out for Social Security out my check. They take out for unemployment. They take out for health care. And I told them to stop taking that stuff out of my check, because they're going to later on say, oh, I can't give it to you. So this is he was telling the truth, because they want us to work for $2. But this, the last thing I got to say is the Republicans, I wouldn't trust them if they had Jesus on one side and Christ on the other side.
All right. 800-510-8255. Listening to that, well, there are a lot of things that one could say after that. You have a lot of things to say, and we're going to try to get to as many of your calls as we can. Presidential race, it's August, things are hot all the way around. Do you think tempers are flaming because of the heat, or is there something else? Are we not talking about something? Is there something absent from the discussion? And if there is, what do you think it is? 800-510-TALK, 51 after, on the countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the number to connect is 800-510-8255. Continuing the discussion with your calls, and thank you for that. The competition for the top office in the land, what the headlines are, who do you think is the better of the two? Would you rather have a third or a fourth choice? Kathleen in Florida wants both sides to stop fighting. Amen to you, Kathleen.
I would like to see the Republicans completely ignore the man who's in the White House and address what they are going to do for the country. I'm tired of all these ads about Bain. What about the people who lost all the jobs with the dealerships that President Obama closed? And it's the same thing with the Medicare. Why have so many people decided to not be responsible for their own health care? What is wrong with the preventive measures that people can take to take care of themselves? And why, when they do not take care of themselves or continue, they look to other people to pay the bill for them? I would like to see the campaign address the people who are willing to stand up and be responsible for themselves and have one side just ignore the other. Tell me what you are going to do.
Not a bad suggestion, is it? 800-510-8255. What's on the minds of the voters and what's on the minds of those who would have your vote? Ron in New Hampshire thinks all these attack ads make the Republicans look not so good.
I have to say about the ads, you're just going to, as an American individual, you're going to have to pick and choose through all the, you know, all the BS parts of these ads. And as a Democrat, I can tell you that, I mean, Republicans seem very desperate when they have to take everything that people say, like Joe Biden. They took some words from Obama, they switched them around, and to make it sound like it was racial when he was actually talking about banks having chains back on people, you know, and on their lives and stuff. It's just sounds pretty desperate.
800-510-8255. Charles in Georgia thinks President Obama ought to stop his negative ads.
Criticism and negative campaigning is kind of hogwash. I think President Obama should get directly to the point how he want to make health care an issue, because if everyone in the United States has insurance, they can go to the hospital and get themselves taken care of at the doctor. And a healthy America is a working America. Everybody needs some type of insurance that will help keep down diseases and all. And another thing about Obama's ads and all, I think he should let Mitt Romney do a lot of the criticism, and he stick directly to the point of making America clean and healthy and working and putting jobs out. And also about his ideals on same-sex marriages and abortions. People have their own rights to do what they want to with their bodies. Say, for instance, a lady get pregnant, and she doesn't want the child. She feels she can't take care of it. Obama is saying, I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your own body or your decision. It's up to you. He don't agree with abortions, but he's not going to tell someone else what to do with their own body.
All right, 800-510-8255. Let's move on to Audrey, who's in South Carolina, not able to relate to Mitt Romney.
How can somebody that was born into wealth tell struggling people how to get up? He's never been on my level, so he can't tell me how to get to his. Because he's always had, he was born on home plate. Mitt Romney needs to give out his information. Put his paperwork out there. If he don't have anything to be ashamed of, put it out there and let everybody see. And then he won't have to worry about whether or not the president is lying on him.
All right. 800-510-8255. What has Barack Obama got in his background that would indicate that he understands this from an experiential point of view? Lisa, in Oklahoma, not a fan of Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan, he voted for the war. He voted for Part D. He voted for TARP. He voted for the auto bailout. There's no tax hike, and he's supposed to be fiscally responsible. As for his leadership and character, neither him, Mr. Romney, has spoken out against anything that the Republicans have said about President Obama's birth certificate, his heritage, the people demonizing him for being so-called Kenyan-born. Where's the leadership there? There's no honesty. There's no courage. It's going to be the same thing that we've had for the last 10 years.
All right. A lot more conversation, right? And we're getting a lot of opinions, and that's good. Thanks for being here on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.